What's up, guys? It's Gray Haas, and you have no idea how much it helps us when people like Gary, Amanda A., David A.S., and someone called Big Easy Blasphemy, great handle, by the way, join the Patreon. Our goal is to try to get to 500 supporters over there, which frees us up to do more things like live shows, live streams, and bonus content. You can even do a free trial. So please, please help us reach our goal of 500 supporters. For the price of a cup of coffee per month, you can help Mega keep going. Head to patreon.com/megathepodcast or check the link in the show notes. And thanks. Hey friends, you've probably heard me mention ButcherBox on here before, but if you haven't tried it, I gotta wonder, maybe you just hate deals? ButcherBox is high-quality meat and seafood you can trust, delivered right to your doorstep. It takes the guesswork out of shopping, and it is a godsend when it comes to saving me money and time. And here's the thing. If you're going to be cooking meat or seafood, just give it a try for a month and see if you like it. It feels decadent to have a freezer stocked with your favorite ingredients, and truly, who else is offering you free protein for a year? That's manna from heaven. What even is manna, by the way? Anyway, today, ButcherBox is giving Mega listeners free ground beef for the life of your membership, plus an additional $20 off your first order. Use my link, butcherbox.com/mega, and use code MEGA to get free ground beef for life, plus $20 off your first box. That's butcherbox.com/mega, and use the code MEGA.
Hey, listener, it's Zach Harper, Amin El-Hassan, and Anthony Mays of Cinephobe. You may be asking yourself, what is Cinephobe? Amin, would you like to fill in the people?
Cinephobe is the podcast where Zach and I watch movies that are poorly rated on Rotten Tomatoes and try to ascertain.
Ascertain?
Yes.
Okay.
Ascertain. Whether or not they're accurately poorly rated, or maybe they didn't get a fair shake. Cinephobe, produced by this guy, Anthony Mays.
Hey, that's me. I produced this show. I also watch the movies, even though that wasn't included in the description, and I also ascertain. This month is...
Whoa!
Oh, Maze, why'd you say that? Supercharge it. So that this promo can remain evergreen.
I feel like explaining a little bit more.
In 60 seconds?
I don't know. Maybe I don't bring attention to it. Assuring people like, look, if you listen, you're going to get it. Just give it time.
That's a good promo. Just listen to it.
Give it time.
You'll figure it out.
Is this the promo right now?
Isn't it?
Okay, I think we got it.
Cinephobe.
Wherever you get podcasts.
Mega is an improvised satire from the staff of a fictional megachurch.
I'm Hallie Laban, and this is Mega, coming to you from Twin Hills Community Church, where we're giving our mega church a tiny family feel by introducing you to members of our church staff and community. It is a treat, and it is a treasure. It is so neat. Well, per usual, I'm joined by my co-host. He's the youth pastor for our high school ministry called Climax. Please welcome Gray Haas, everybody.
Stomp the yard, Hallie. How are you doing?
Woo! Bless, 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 my brother. How's your week?
Oh, it was a great weekend with my teens in Climax. You know, we helped a local golf course clean up a homeless encampment that was on the 13th green, so awesome. That was good. Got those guys out of there. And then, I don't know, my weekend was a bit derailed after that, or just yesterday, Hallie, because, weirdly, the FBI showed up at my house.
The FBI?
Yeah.
What happened?
Well, I'm not sure if I mentioned it, but my friend
Clay Mason Bannerman.
Yeah. Well, his son
Raylan Bannerman.
Right. His son Raylan Bannerman is known online as the cross-eyed son of Q.
Ah, well, he does have a lazy eye.
Apparently, he was involved in a plot to kidnap Mike Pence and cut off his ears live on YouTube in order to restore the white nationalist ethnostate before the communists drink his blood.
Oh my goodness. I don't think I follow all that, but it sounds like there's probably something true in there.
Right. So I was just really, you know, a bit concerned. And I just told the FBI, look, Raylan moved out of here a while ago. I said, he's a former Marine, so that is not likely. And, you know, what's strange, Hallie, is the FBI guy said, yeah, you know, a lot of these guys are former military and police. And I said, well, you know, there's only one person who can put an ear back on Mike Pence, and that is Jesus.
That's right.
So how was your weekend, Hallie?
Wow, that's awesome. Oh, I had such a cool thing happen this weekend. It really feels like a God thing.
Oh, a God thing. Love
it's a God,
God
thing.
Thing.
Love a God thing.
Hey.
So this week I heard from the sex trafficking group that I give to.
I'm sorry, what?
The sex trafficking group that I give to.
It's this organization called Traffic Stop, and they're working to stop sex trafficking and human trafficking around the world. And I'm just so proud to be a donor and a volunteer for this organization.
Totally.
There are only three charities that I give to, Gray. Okay. I don't know if I've ever told you this. I give to anti-human trafficking, anti-abortion, and anti-pornography.
Awesome.
Because those are big issues for me, and I just feel really good about the fact that I support them. Because, you know, pornographers and Democrats are trying to destroy the family and our children.
Yeah, totally.
So these are just things that are near and dear to my heart. So anyway, I found out this week that I get to go on the next mission trip to the Philippines to meet the girls who have been saved from sex trafficking.
That is radical.
Isn't that so cool?
Oh, and that's going to be feel so good.
Yeah, and I just feel like it's really important for these girls to see how successful it is to be a Christian and to just give them something to strive for when they meet me, you know, as an American coming over there visiting them and, you know, seeing them do their homework or whatever. I'm not sure.
Well, there is no doubt God is going to be using you in the Philippines.
I hope so. I hope he uses me greatly in his name. And I'm just excited I get to meet the human trafficked girls.
Yep.
Isn't that cool? And another God thing that happened this week, I was just so powerfully affected by Lead Pastor Steve's teachings in the weekend services. Were you in there this weekend or did you have climax stuff?
I was actually dealing with this whole Raylan Gate thing.
Oh, well, he was teaching on this scripture that I just felt so powerfully moved by. He was talking about the hypocrisy that befalls Christians when they don't have good accountability in place, like making sure that we guard our hearts against sin and, you know, iron sharpening iron and all that. And it was just so good and convicting and motivating.
Great. And what scripture was that, Hallie?
Oh, it's one of my favorite stories from 2 Samuel where the prophet Nathan comes to David and...
Love David. Love his stuff.
Right? He's, you know, man after God. His own heart. And Nathan tells him this story where he says there was a rich man and a poor man, and the rich man had all these sheep and livestock and everything, and the poor man only had one little lamb, and he went and he purchased that lamb and he brought it into his home and he fed it with his own children and he cuddled it and he slept with it and he loved this little lamb and it was like a pet and it was like one of his own children. And when the rich man had a guest come into town, instead of slaughtering one of his own many sheep, he took the poor man's one sheep and he slaughtered it and he fed it to his guest. And David was insane. Sensed, and David said to Nathan, "That man should be killed."
Ugh.
And Nathan said, "You are that man."
Wow. I love that vibe. And I love incense too. So
it was just because what he was talking about is, you know, the whole backstory of how David took Uriah's wife. Well, he sent Uriah to the front lines and got Uriah killed so that he could take his wife Bathsheba as his own.
Okay.
And so I guess she was the lamb or the little sheep in that scenario.
Oh, the lady was the lamb. Okay.
Yeah. And I just think it's such an awesome story. And I want to figure out how to use it against people when I think they're being total hypocrites, you know?
Well, it really makes you stop and realize how invested God is in the daily workings of our lives, you know? I mean, he notices when we're eating and when we're drinking and when we're sleeping and who we kill and stuff like that.
That's right. And I just think it's such an intriguing story. And I had my son Day sitting next to me during one of the services, and he was really tuned in, and I was just so excited
awesome.
That he was consuming God's word like
that.
And then, Gray, we were driving home, and Day started looking up 2 Samuel on his iPad, and he wanted to read about it on his own. And I said, "Day, this is just warming my heart to no end to see you diving into scripture." And anyway, so he starts reading more of the story to me, and there was stuff I totally don't remember from this story.
Oh, really? Like what?
Well, after Nathan says, "David, you are that man," he says, you know, obviously he's like, "David, God is ticked off, dude, because you took another man's wife to be your own."
Right.
"And you killed that guy so you could have his wife, and God is not going to have it." And Day starts reading to me that later in the story, God says, "I gave you your master's house and his wives and the kingdom of Israel and Judah. And if that wasn't enough, I would have given you much more." And I says, "Yeah, I know that part of the story." And my son Day, he goes, "Mom, don't you find that weird?" And I said, "No, Day, God blessed David with these riches and these wives and the crown. And still David went and killed this guy and took his wife." And Day said, "No, I understand that part, Mom. But what I don't understand is that nobody has a problem with God giving David his master's house and his master's wives." And I said, "Day, that's how it worked back then." And Day said, "Mom, that's human trafficking." And that God gave David a bunch of human beings?
I just hate Day.
And I said, Day, David was awesome. Those women were probably so happy to go live in a castle. Human trafficking is what happens in Thailand and stuff, not in the Bible. But then he was like, Mom, he goes on, he keeps reading, and the Bible says, because of what you've done, I will cause your own household to rebel against you. I'm going to give your wives to another man before your very eyes, and he will have sex with them in public view so all of Israel will see what you did in God said what you did in secret I will do in public. And Day goes, Mom, that's pornography.
No, it's not pornography if you don't pay for it.
That's right. I said, Day, pornography didn't come into existence until Playboy and Hustler.
That's right.
But then Day goes on, and what happens later in the story is that God said, because you've done this, David, I'm going to kill your baby. Your child is gonna die. He's gonna kill David and Bathsheba's baby.
Right.
And Day goes, isn't that what you call abortion, Mom?
Here we go.
And I said, no, abortions happen in Planned Parenthood clinics, okay, but nice try. And Day said, Mom, why is God going to kill a baby just to get revenge on David? That seems really evil. And I said, no, it's not revenge. It's consequences, Day.
Right.
It's like when I take your iPad. It's not revenge. It's to teach you a lesson.
Exactly.
But Day said, locking up my devices is not exactly killing a baby, Mom.
Well, for some of these teens, it probably is. You should see they're obsessed with those things.
Well, great. I didn't say this to Day, but I honestly at this point was like, geez, reading the Bible the way Day does is like super discouraging. And especially just between you and me, since my big causes are no abortion, no porno, and no human trafficking. So at this point, I'm just sort of driving in silence, and I didn't know what to do or what to say. So I just started praying, and I started asking God for the answers. And, you know, we got home, and I jumped out of the Lexus, and it was kind of fun. My husband, Lance Labonte, and I, we jumped in the hot tub, and I just was like, you know what? I feel like the Holy Spirit is telling me to just finish the rest of the story.
One thing about a Bible story is going to have a happy ending.
Right? So I got my Kindle, and I'm in the hot tub, and I just was like, you know what, God, speak to my heart about, you know, this, what you're doing with trafficking women and making pornography and killing babies. And I read to the end, and you know how it ends, Gray?
I can't really remember.
Well, after God killed David and Bathsheba's baby, David went and he had a feast and he took a shower. And then the Bible says he went to comfort Bathsheba and he had sex with her and she had a baby. And guess who that baby was?
I'm sorry, I haven't been listening for a while.
It was Solomon.
Oh, fun.
And the Bible says that the Lord loved that child. And then he sent word through Nathan the prophet and that they should name him Beloved of the Lord.
Oh, that's a mouthful, isn't it?
And so I was just totally comforted by that because God can really redeem any situation.
That is so true. Well, Hallie, you know, it was a different time then, and women didn't have education or consent. So, you know, it's all that stuff people are trying to do now.
Yeah. And I don't know. One takeaway might be that I might need to start monitoring Day reading the Bible by himself the same way I monitor him looking at porn.
The same way the FBI monitors my social media now.
Yeah.
When you listen to Nobody Listens to Paula Poundstone, the comedy podcast, you get a belly full of laughs and a head full of real information. Our gallimaufry of expert guests answer questions on stuff adults need to know. I have mold in my dwelling. What do I do? What's gerrymandering? What happens chemically when I fall in love? How do I handle a parent-teacher conference? What are microbes? Listen to Nobody Listens to Paula Poundstone. Solve problems, get laughs.
Because I really value truth, misinformation really, really scares me. And that's why I'm excited to tell you about Conspirituality, a podcast that dismantles New Age cults, wellness grifters, and conspiracy mad yogis. At their best, they attack public health efforts in times of crisis. And at their worst, it's like they're recruiting for the fever dream of QAnon. On Conspirituality, you will have a journalist, a cult researcher, and a philosophical skeptic all discussing stories and cult dynamics and helping educate us and using proven science as their guiding light. I really recommend the Jordan Klepper episode talking about creating comedy in the MAGAverse. Jordan's incredible. And I also really love the Medical Medium episode. It's really good, and not just because I've had my own weird experiences with mediums. From exploring cults to analyzing our cultural and political landscape, the Conspirituality Podcast will help you stay informed against misinformation and resist fear tactics. Find Conspirituality on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Because I really value truth, misinformation really, really scares me. And that's why I'm excited to tell you about Conspirituality, a podcast that dismantles New Age cults, wellness grifters, and conspiracy mad yogis. At their best, they attack public health efforts in times of crisis, and at their worst, it's like they're recruiting for the fever dream of QAnon. On Conspirituality, you will have a journalist, a cult researcher, and a philosophical skeptic all discussing stories and cult dynamics and helping educate us and using proven science as their guiding light. I really recommend the Jordan Klepper episode talking about creating comedy in the MAGAverse. Jordan's incredible. And I also really love the medical medium episode. It's really good, and not just because I've had my own weird experiences with mediums. From exploring cults to analyzing our cultural and political landscape, the Conspirituality podcast will help you stay informed against misinformation and resist fear tactics. Find Conspirituality on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Just like Moses returned from Mount Sinai with the law of God in his hand in the form of 2 tablets and 10 rules to live by, our guests today practice law, and it is Christ-centered, and it gets me going. I am so excited to introduce our guests today. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Christian Dempsey and Dwayne Gilson of GD Law.
Howdy, howdy.
Hello, hello. We're happy to be here.
Welcome, welcome. Oh, we are so happy to have you. I just feel like with 2 real-life lawyers here in our midst, I'm going to get all the legal advice I need for the rest of my life for free real quick.
I know, Hallie. It's so exciting. We've never had lawyers on the show. We've never had lawyers from the same law firm on the show. And we've also never had lawyers who practice law who are also... Well, are you guys related? Because I couldn't quite figure out when I was reading the website. You are related, mm-hmm. I guess. Are you brothers?
Yes, sir. That's right. Christian, go ahead and tell them the story. It's a doozy.
So I'm born in Longview, Texas, raised in Longview, Texas. Went to school at Baylor University, Waco, Texas. That's where I met my wife.
Oh, mm-hmm. Awesome.
Go Bears.
Awesome.
Yep.
Awesome.
I met my wife, Sharon.
Okay.
Then we're dating. During the wedding, I met Dwayne here.
Yep, yep.
Yeah, he was marrying my sister, so mm-hmm. that's when we encounter each other.
Wow.
Oh,
you're Sharon's brother.
That's right. Yes.
Yeah. He's my brother-in-law.
But you know, as fate would have it, as the Lord you know would have it, while I was at the wedding, I met Christian's sister, Chastity.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh, really?
We really hit it off, and now she's my wife. I took her as my wife.
Oh. Okay. You're double brother-in-laws.
Double brother-in-law. And you actually practice law.
Oh, yes. We practice in law together, so we're brothers-in-law in law.
That is amazing. And did you start the law firm after you married the ladies, or did the law firm kind of stuff come before that?
Well, we were actually competing lawyers. It was I didn't realize that my sister, Sharon, was going to be marrying my mortal enemy of sorts. Yeah, it was a bit of roughhousing at the wedding, but we came to terms. We decided that we would become friends, and wouldn't you know it, we've been great partners together, haven't we, Christian?
So when I decided to become a lawyer, I knew I wanted to practice Christian law.
Yeah,
which okay. is, and that's where I only provide law services for Christians.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. If you're not a Christian, then you I have no business with you.
So you only represent Christians, and I think that is awesome because, you know, I'm not a big fan of discriminating against anyone, but when it comes to your business, I feel like you should be able to do some you should be able to be discriminating. I'm not into discrimination, Hallie. I'm into being discriminating, which is different.
Yeah.
And I think it's so great that you guys are able to really represent who you want to represent. It's amazing.
Yeah. I mean, we want to be invested in our cases and with our clients. There was a time though where we were practicing we were both divorce lawyers, and we had a bit of a thing going where I would represent the husband and Christian here would represent the wife, and they wouldn't know that we were from the same law firm. So what we would do is in the Lord's name, we don't like divorce. The D word, it's a bad word in our house,
right.
Yeah.
And what we try to do is we try to counsel the two, the husband and the wife, on the outs, you know, try to bring them back together, you know.
Awesome.
try to bring them back into the Lord's life, and you know, if it just didn't work out, well, you know, we'd call it quits. We'd take our legal fees, donate it to the church, and then we'd, you know, wish them the best.
That
wow.
is
so
awesome.
You were almost working yourselves right out of a job.
Right. There's no conflict of interest there that I can really imagine.
Wow. None whatsoever.
Well, the fees increase if they do get divorced. That's the thing.
So there is financial incentive.
Yeah. Yeah. We want to make sure that they're tithing, you know?
See, this is smart. This is like when Christians will set up a birthing center right next to an abortion clinic and kind of try to trick the gals to walk in the wrong door
right.
and then counsel them to have that baby and give it to a needy couple.
Totally.
And the whole time, the girl thinks she's having an abortion, and she's really coming to full term.
That's right.
It's smart. I mean, it's just smart. That's godly law. That's godly practice.
Exactly. We actually represent many, many aborted babies.
Oh, really?
Is that right?
Yes,
how do you do
that's
that?
A big
Wow.
Well, you know, they need representation, just like everyone else.
They have voices.
Well, I'm sure that when they come to term, they're angry.
Right.
They're mad. They're like, I had to start in the bottom of a wastebasket or a dumpster or whatnot. And, you know, everybody else is further downfield in life because they were born into the loving hands of a doctor, you know, while I was just out back of a prom ceremony.
Yeah.
So I'm just sorry. I've got to circle back. So Christian is married to
Sharon,
and Sharon is Dwayne's sister. But
Dwayne
is married to
Chastity,
and Chastity is
Christian's
sister. Okay,
my
you know,
sister.
I'm gonna have to repeat that a few times to myself, guys, because I can't really wrap my mind around getting married.
Now, I just want to say here at the beginning that for all you listeners out there, Christian and Dwayne, they lead GD Law Firm out there in Texas. But even though they're way out there in Texas, they are the legal counsel for Twin Hills here in Indy.
I know, that is amazing.
They are our legal counsel, and we use you a lot, huh?
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we love Steve. He came to us not too long ago, was in a bit of a fender bender out here. So we're helping him through the legal counsel. And, you know, the Lord works in mysterious ways. That fender bender turned into a great relationship with the church. And we're so happy to be a part of it.
Steve was in Austin, unfortunately, doing, you know, some church planting. And he got in this fender bender where he had rented a really cool, I think it was like a Porsche Cayenne or a Porsche 911 or something.
Awesome.
It was really cool. I guess, you know, a guy stopped really fast right in front of him or cut him off or something.
Oh,
and
no.
Steve just smashed right into him, and I'm sure it wasn't his fault, but he needed some representation, and I think that's where he found the brothers-in-law.
You know, hitting that school bus is a lot of damage to the vehicle, a lot of damage because the school bus was big,
right?
And it was full.
Yeah.
Oh no.
So what are you guys doing with that? You know, is
well, I'll tell you what we're doing, Gray. We're going to Austin Independent School District, and we're demanding money. You know,
that's awesome.
That school bus, it had damaged taillights. I mean, certainly after the accident, but beforehand, Steve was saying that one of those taillights may have been out. So he was confused. He didn't know that they were breaking when he was zooming down 35.
Right.
And if it's a public school, I'll tell you what, they're probably just sitting and waiting for something like this to happen because people see a big mega church like us. They think like, oh, there's my meal ticket.
Oh,
and the
exactly.
public school would probably come straight after Twin Hills. And that's why we're so lucky to have a legal counsel like GD. That's so cool. The way you two came onto my radar was from the head of our board of elders, Bowie Landerson. He told me that you two are a couple of awesome, God-fearing men and that the Board of Elders has to use your services almost constantly because there's a lot of scandals or what would be scandals behind the scenes, you know, if people are allowed to run rampant with, you know, the type of issues that we're managing behind the scenes of, you know, some girl feels like she got winked at and the next thing you know, she wants to sue the whole company because she feels violated instead of flattered, you know, stuff like that.
Right.
Yes, indeed.
I really love too, Hallie, that we have this new thing at Twin Hills that these guys brought in, and it's, they said, you know, you've heard of an NDA before, which is a non-disclosure agreement where you basically are saying, hey, I'm just not going to talk about it. What goes on here is up to us. And these guys brought in this awesome idea, which is be still and know that I am God form, which basically just says like, hey, you're going to stay quiet and you're going to listen for God in these situations where, yes, you know, yes, you might have slipped on some ice. Yes, you might have said something uncomfortable to somebody else in the green room. Yes, somebody may have said something that you thought was inappropriate, but for a second, you're just going to sign this form and you're going to be still and you're going to know that God is in control. And I think that was an awesome idea, guys.
So instead of an NDA, it's a BSAKTIAG?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
And it's so much easier to remember.
Yeah, we try to keep it simple. Christian and I actually we run our own little service group out here in Texas in Pflugerville. It's much GDBS.
Oh, what's that?
It's the Gilson Dempsey Bible Study Group.
Oh, that is great.
That's awesome.
And do you hold that at the law firm?
Oh, yes, sir. Yeah.
You know, I always like to imagine, you know, your lawyers. Do you love getting up and doing the whole thing in front of the courtroom where you're like walking around and you're pointing at things and you're saying, you know, this guy's guilty and stuff like that? Because it just seems like such a fun, you know, like a show, you know?
Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah. I bring my best white suit, just crisp white. You know, I come in and it's reminds me of the olden days when law, you know, was the rule of the land, was a pistol in your hand and a Bible in the other.
Oh, do you bring a pistol and a Bible?
Oh, absolutely. It's Texas.
I have them both on my belt right here.
I see.
Left and right. Yeah.
Oh, it looks like two. I see. It looks like two Bibles, but one is just a Bible with a cutout inside, and it's got the pistol inside. That is cool.
And that's an awesome belt and belt buckle. I see your belt buckle has an ornate GD. That's awesome. Personalized.
I custom made that Bible holster and that gun holster. That's right. If you'll allow me, I wanted to plug, as they say, you know, one of my side businesses. It's the Bible belts. I make chastity belts.
Wow. Oh,
awesome.
Yeah. No, belts for my wife, Chastity. I make her belts.
Oh.
Yeah, but I also make chastity belts as well.
Oh,
that is really interesting.
That's so cool. I might put in a couple orders because I have a few daughters.
That is so cool. Do you have like a place where you do like all your leather work?
You know how some gentlemen have, you know, their man caves where they have their video games and whatnot?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I call mine the Leather Dungeon.
That is cool.
That's so cool.
Just guys being guys. I love it. And it's cool, too, because, Dwayne, I noticed that you've got, you've also got some metal, what would you call those? Metal cuffs or?
Yeah, those are cool.
You've got sort of the metal cuffs or brass knuckles or something. I'm not really sure.
Well, I have a lot of metal jewelry, and guess who made all of this for me?
Who's that?
It was me.
Should have known.
Christian?
I dabble in metalworking.
Oh,
yeah.
that's so cool.
I try and specialize in promise rings.
Oh
great.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So I make promise rings, and they're very affordable. You can buy them on my website, A Promise to Christ.
Awesome.
.com? Does it have a .com, or can I just put that in?
It's .edu.
Oh, yeah. .edu.
Oh, that's
great.
Cool.
And
A Promise to Christ.
And, yeah, and I mean, you can get all sizes, all rings of all sizes, one for every finger, even the devil's digit. I'll make promise rings for the double digit.
Oh, which is that?
That's your private parts.
Oh,
that's
private parts. On a fella.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you get a promise ring on there. Some people call them c- rings.
Oh,
I don't like to say that word.
Oh, right. Can you guys bleep that out? I'm so sorry.
Yeah, we'll totally. We'll bleep it.
Yeah, but you know, you get a promise ring on the double digit, you know you're gonna stay firm with the Lord.
It's a chastity belt for a fella. Now, have you ever had anyone come at you and say you've discriminated against me because I am not a believer and you didn't take my case?
Oh. Absolutely, and we sued them.
And did you win?
Yeah, every time. It's Texas.
And have you ever won a case outside of Texas?
You know what? We had a bad experience out in California this one time.
Oh, no.
Yeah, we were trying to represent, he's a hometown hero, John Voight, and he got into a bit of trouble.
I just love John Voight. I mean, he's such an amazing actor, and it's just the kind of stuff that he does. I mean, I'm a huge Ray Donovan fan. I've watched every single episode of Ray Donovan several times, and, you know, John Voight really is one of the... He's probably the second best actor on Ray Donovan, and it's just like, you guys got to watch Ray Donovan. Ray Donovan is really great. It's just, like, so cool, and, yeah, John Voight, he's, like, really, really cool.
Well, if he's a believer, we need to give him the benefit of the out, and we're going to believe the best about John Voight no matter what. And I'm sure you're restricted by the law and can't say anything about the case, so we will just believe that John Voight is above board.
You know what is really cool, guys? I love John Voight because one time I was out in La Jolla for a youth conference, and I ran into John Voight and a P.F. Chang's, and he signed my menu, and it was really great because he was like, and this was, you know, right at the beginning of the pandemic, and he was just like, no China virus. He just wrote, no China virus, yes China. Chinese food, love USA, love God, John Voight. It was like a really long, he wrote basically scribbled on the whole menu.
Wow.
It was awesome. And I was just like, I love you so much, sir. And it, you know, at first when I saw him, I was like, I thought it maybe was either John Voight or the guy who, is maybe Grimace, you know, plays Grimace in the Burger King or in the McDonald's commercials, but it was John Voight.
One of my daughters was doing a speech, working on a speech for school. And I learned in some of her research she was doing, there are more CEOs named John than there are female CEOs. And I thought that was so cool.
That is cool.
That is such a fun statistic. Yeah. That's so neat.
Yeah.
That is cool.
What a great name.
It's a biblical name. It's a biblical name. I mean, John was the disciple that Jesus really loved. Really, really
eldest son of King Saul.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. So I guess I'm just trying to figure out, because I don't know anything about the law, and I'm from Australia with the legal system. We basically don't have a legal system in Australia.
Mm. Yeah, well, y'all are criminals.
Well, exactly. Right. Yeah, because basically, you know, when the country was founded, they sent all the criminals there. And so everybody's looking around going, hey, there's no lawyers here. So basically what's going on in Australia is that, you know, everybody serves as their own lawyer.
Wow.
Yeah, it's just kind of a real free-for-all.
So there is a judicial system. Are there judges in Australia?
We call it judgment in the round, Hallie. And what it is you just go into this little arena and everybody goes in and you basically say, hey, I've got a problem with him. And he's going, I have got a problem with him. And what we call suing each other is you get around, you wrestle around in the muck for a bit. Wow. And whoever wrestles the other one out of the, you know, into the muck first, that's how you win the case.
Oh.
So, and that's worked really well for us. But what I was wondering is, you know, when you're suing a lady for having an abortion, who are you actually representing there? Are you representing the unborn child?
Yes, the unborn child.
Okay.
You know, Dwayne here recently became a father.
Awesome.
Really? Oh, congratulations.
Wouldn't you know it, my mother had recently lost my father. He passed away not too long ago. Mm-hmm. They met, and as luck would have it, my mom is now married to Christian's father.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Really?
Okay. Wow.
Oh, yeah. This is really a family affair.
I mean, it must be so fun when you guys all get together for a holiday or something. You're going, okay, wait, are you my cousin? Are you my brother? You know, it's got to be so fun.
It gets a little, you know, crazy. Our family tree is just, oh, it's all over the place. There's branches intertwining with branches.
Right,
it's
probably like sort of a burning bush more than a tree.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Well, you know, it's wacky. And, you know, our father...
Art in heaven.
Yeah.
Not okay. Art. Not my father. Art.
Yeah, his father's Art. My father, Art. The one that died recently, he had a brother, and, you know, he was coming into town one time. He was in for a rodeo, and my mom, who's actually at that rodeo as well, they met just totally by circumstance, and wouldn't you have it, they got married.
So your father's brother ended up marrying his mom.
That's right.
So he's your stepdad or...
And your uncle.
That's right.
Christian Dimsey and Dwayne Gilson were played by Chris Damaris and Blaine Gibson. Follow them at Chris Damaris and B. Gibbles and listen to their hit podcast, Good Morning From Hell, wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Holly Laurent playing Hallie Labonte, and Gray Haas was played by Greg Hess. Follow us and Mega the Podcast on Twitter and Instagram. And if you really want to get out of hell free card, support us on Patreon. The link is in the show notes.